Lessons in Life, Tuesdays with Mori. Chapter 1. Summary of Book Tuesdays with Mori. Tuesdays with Mori is a memoir by Mitch Albom that chronicles his experience reuniting with his former college professor, Mori Schwartz, who is dying from ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. The book documents their weekly meetings in which Mori imparts his wisdom on life, love, and forgiveness to Mitch. Through their conversations, Mitch learns valuable lessons about the importance of cultivating meaningful relationships, finding joy in everyday moments, and living a fulfilling life. Ultimately, Tuesdays with Mori serves as a poignant reminder of the power of human connection and the impact one person can have on another's life. Chapter 2. The Meaning of Book Tuesdays with Mori. Tuesdays with Mori is a memoir by Mitch Albom about his time spent rekindling his relationship with his former college professor, Mori Schwartz, who is fighting a losing battle with amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS. The book follows their weekly meetings and conversations about life, love, death, and the meaning of life. Through these discussions, Mori imparts valuable life lessons and wisdom to Albom, who realizes the importance of living a meaningful and fulfilling life. The book emphasizes the importance of love, forgiveness, compassion, and living in the present moment. Overall, Tuesdays with Mori is a poignant and inspirational story about the power of human connection and the wisdom that can be gained from those facing their mortality. Chapter 3, Book Tuesdays with Mori Chapters. Tuesdays with Mori by Mitch Albom is a memoir that follows the author's relationship with his former college professor, Mori Schwartz, who is dying from ALS. The book is divided into 14 Tuesdays, during which Mitch visits Mori and learns life lessons from him. Chapter 1. Mitch reconnects with Mori after seeing him on a television show. He learns that Mori is dying and decides to visit him. Chapter 2. Mitch reflects on his relationship with Mori and how the professor influenced his life. He is shocked to see how much Mori has deteriorated physically. Chapter 3. Mori and Mitch discuss the idea of aging and how society views it. Mori emphasizes the importance of accepting one's mortality. Chapter 4. Mori and Mitch talk about the impact of society on personal values and how to prioritize what is truly important in life. Chapter 5. Mori shares his thoughts on relationships and the importance of love and connection. He reflects on his own marriage to his late wife, Charlotte. Chapter 6. Mori and Mitch discuss the concept of forgiveness and letting go of grudges. Mori shares personal stories about moments of forgiveness in his own life. Chapter 7. Mori and Mitch talk about the role of family and how to maintain strong relationships with loved ones, even in difficult circumstances. Chapter 8. Mori shares his insights on the nature of work and finding fulfillment in one's career. He encourages Mitch to pursue his passions. Chapter 9. Mori and Mitch reflect on the power of silence and the importance of listening to one's inner voice. They discuss the concept of slowing down and appreciating the present moment. Chapter 10. Mori and Mitch discuss the concept of giving and the importance of helping others in need. They explore the idea of living a purposeful life. Chapter 11. Mori and Mitch talk about the fear of death and how to find peace in the face of mortality. Mori shares his thoughts on the afterlife and the legacy he hopes to leave behind. Chapter 12. Mori and Mitch reflect on the lessons learned throughout their time together and how they have impacted their lives. They discuss the idea of living with gratitude and embracing each day as a gift. Chapter 13. Mori's health continues to decline, and Mitch grapples with the impending loss of his mentor and friend. They share a heartfelt goodbye as Mitch prepares to return home. Chapter 14. After Mori's death, Mitch reflects on the lasting impact of their Tuesdays together and the lessons he will carry with him for the rest of his life. He vows to live with purpose and to continue sharing Mori's wisdom with others. Chapter 4. 10 quotes from Book Tuesdays with Mori. 1. Love wins. Love always wins. 2. The culture we have does not make people feel good about themselves. And you have to be strong enough to say if the culture doesn't work, don't buy it. 3. The most important thing in life is to learn how to give out love and to let it come in. 4. The truth is, once you learn how to die, you learn how to live. 5. Accept who you are and revel in it. 6. So many people walk around with a meaningless life. They seem half asleep, even when they're busy doing things they think are important. This is because they're chasing the wrong things. The way you get meaning into your life is to devote yourself to loving others, devote yourself to your community around you, and devote yourself to creating something that gives you purpose and meaning. 7. The most important thing in life is to learn how to give out love and to let it come in. 8. When you learn how to die, you learn how to live. 9. Learn to detach. Don't cling to things, because everything is impermanent. 10. Devote yourself to loving others, devote yourself to your community around you, and devote yourself to creating something that gives you purpose and meaning.